Probably one of the strongest running backs in the NFL. It's hard for one guy to tackle him. He runs extremely hard. He breaks a lot of tackles. So we got to have a lot of helmets around the ball.
You've been in the league a while. This might be the shortest quarterback you're going to face. Where do you come in on the height of a quarterback issue? Is it a factor? Does it make challenges for you? Do you do anything different?
No, Drew Brees is short. And look how dynamic he is. So size don't really matter. This guy can run the ball. He can throw it, so he's like a double headache.
Does the ball come out at different angles or different spots than you normally would expect?
No, not really. You got to get your hands up. You want to get in his passing lanes, but I don't think that really matters.
Is it a tough guy to find back there, maybe?
He's tough to get to because he moves. You know, he's not going to just be in one spot. So he does a good job of moving around the pocket, his feet real good in the pocket. He escapes out. It's tough.
Can you think of anybody you defended when you, maybe 5-10 years ago, similar? I mean, there aren't that many smaller quarterbacks.
I didn't even know he was small, y'all, until y'all just told me. So, I mean, watching him on tape, you don't get the feeling that he's super small. I mean, he looks good in quarterback. I mean, he's very athletic. He's a good quarterback. He's a good young quarterback. So, we haven't even got to his height and stuff like that. So, I didn't even know it. I didn't know he was short.
How encouraged are you, by the way? You guys turned it around in 4 days defensively against the Bears. And did you feel differently coming out of that game based upon the numbers you guys were playing up front of the line?
No, I feel good to finally, you know, to have a good defensive performance. But that's what we should do every week. I mean, we have the type of players, and, you know, that's how defense should look every week. We came out, played with a lot of energy, and we just got to continue that.
Can you talk about how loud the stadium is there?
No, it's pretty loud. I played there. I mean, somehow I haven't played there 100 times. I mean, I was in St. Louis. I played there every year. So it's a very loud stadium, you know. So it's tough to hear. I get a lot of false starts on the opposing team. So it's going to be a great environment for Monday Night Football.
What's it like trying to practice when you're pumping sound into practice and you're trying to install stuff and you don't know it yet? How difficult is that?
I mean, it's not. I mean, I'm kind of used to it now for a while, but you know, the noise at practice, the ring in the ear, it's hard to get used to that. But, you know, it comes in handy. It gets us ready to make calls and stuff on offense and checks. Defense is pretty easy on away games. You know, it's pretty quiet. But offense, they're going to have their work cut out for them.
I don't know if you had a chance to watch any of the games, but the last time after the first game we asked you about officiating, you said, don't blame this game on officiating. But now that we've seen 2 weeks, how's your concern level there?
It's been a lot of calls around the league, it's hard for me to comment on it. I mean, those guys are put in a tough situation and coming up. The speed of our game is so much faster than maybe where they're coming from college, so it'll probably take them a little time to catch up. But, other than that, you know, they out there, you know, they're trying to make the right calls, trying to do the right thing, so I can't complain about it.
Is it all right? Brian, have the young guys on defense kind of exceeded expectations, lived up to what you thought it would be? How have they looked so far?
They're doing good. They're doing great. They're doing what we thought they would do. Feels good in camp. It's carrying over, and they're getting better in the game. So that's going to continue to help us, man. The more young guys we can get playing at a high level, the better it's going to be, you know, as the season goes on. So we're excited about it. I'm excited about the young fellas doing great.